Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name. Jesus, help me to bless that wonderful name. Oh, no other name. Come on and bless that wonderful name. Help me to bless that wonderful name. Oh, bless that wonderful name. Oh, no other name. There is power in the name. There is power in the name of. There is power in the name. Oh, no other name. There is healing in the name of. There is healing in the name of. Come on, sanctified folks. Healing's in the name of. Oh, no other name. Oh, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Hallelujah, yes, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Satan. Hey, tell me, who can stand? Oh, when call on his great name, Jesus, Jesus, oh, we have the victory. Oh, I know it's in the name of Jesus. Oh, we have. Hallelujah, yes, it's in the name of Jesus. Satan will have to flee. Oh, tell me, who can stand when we call on him? Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, we have the victory. Oh, and what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God, hallelujah. Oh, the angels bow before him. Oh, what a mighty God. Oh, and Jesus is the God we serve. Jesus is the God. Oh, the angels bow before him. What a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. All the angels bow before him. What a mighty God. I came to glorify his name. I come to glory. I come to glorify his name. I come to glorify. Glorify his name. Oh, help me to glorify his name. Help me to glorify his name. Help me to glorify the name of the Lord. Glorify. Oh, it's good to glorify. Glorify. Glorify his name. Glorify the name of the Lord. Glorify his name. Hallelujah. 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 Just take somebody by the hand and say, there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. Turn and tell somebody else, say, there's something about that name. The name of the Lord.
bless you. God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hiya! Oh, my. Anybody in here have a feeling that everything, every big thing, every little thing, hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. That was Apostle Praise Melody by Bishop Mark Moore, sir. God bless. Was a blessing. Ooh, come glorify his name. Come to praise his holy name. We're so thankful. We're opening up. Welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host for today, Sister Ruby Larry. A time of reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And you can find that in the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. And, you know, we air daily, Monday through Friday, at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns, They Overcame. An early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. And it's a corporate prayer for anybody, the Lord leader, you want to come on the broadcast and help to pray until Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, you're more than welcome. So, again, it's Sunday early morning prayer at 7 a.m. our time here in California Pacific time. And you can tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. That's what we want to have, fresh oil daily, the word of the Lord coming down from heaven on this earth to his royal family of baptized believers in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. You know, the call-in number is 858-683-1334, and it's for all the segments that air on this broadcast. Please email us at newdestinyministry54@gmail.com or mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministry, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Twitter at New Destiny 54. And you can listen online also at www.newdestinyministry.com to hear our archived message. Just like you hear me now, you can dial in and you'll hear the same broadcast. Don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you. And we're just so grateful. We ask you to continue to pray God's will for this broadcast. And we thank you so much for tuning in today. And with that, we're going to go to Minister Democrat to open up us with prayer. And the next voice you'll hear after that is our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, to introduce the speaker, if she's on yet. Okay, God bless. Minister Democrat.
Amen, amen, amen. Honey. Thee, oh, I need thee, every hour, I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior, how I come to thee. Every head bowed, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. God, we ask, oh God, on this day, amen to God. Hallelujah. But you look down on this service, oh God. Amen. And each and every one that holding the phone in their hand right now, God, I want you to bless that home, oh God. Activate that angel in that house, God. Activate that angel in that car, God. Those that's on the computer right now, God, asking you cover, oh God, their devices as they listen to today's service, oh God. Hallelujah. Those that are sick in their body right now, they are tuned in, oh God. Hallelujah. Because of their faithfulness, oh God, their obedience and calling in, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you send a healing virtue, oh God, in their bodies, oh God, in their mind, oh God. Send healing. Oh God, on whatever situation they're going through right now, God. Hallelujah, oh God. Send a calming spirit, oh God. Hallelujah, on that job, on that congregation, oh God. Hallelujah, in that marriage, in that home, oh God. Even now, God. And asking God that you begin to bless the message, God. Hallelujah, bless the messenger on today, God. Begin to cover them, God, because we realize, God, like, oh God, in the teaching on yesterday, that it's not us, oh God. Oh God, but it's you, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Begin, oh God, to send anointing, oh God. And we realize today, oh God, that because of the anointing, the yoke is destroyed. And we thank you right now, oh God, that the yoke is destroyed. And every soul that's listening right now, if you can just begin to, oh God, decree and declare that, oh God, before the service begin, that the yoke is destroyed. If you can just say it out loud, the yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. Amen. Watch God begin to bless. Bless this message, God. And we pray right now, God, you cover the overseer, God, in the name of Jesus. Cover the armor bearer, Sister Ruby, oh God. Amen. And the overseer, amen, the God evangelist, oh God, Bernard, oh God. Amen. That he can activate things in us, oh God. That the gifts, oh God, we begin to see them activated even now. And we pray this prayer right now, God, that you do a thing on today. Amen. That the adversary, oh God, will lose this battle. And that he will know that his assignment has been defeated. In Jesus' name. And somebody said amen, 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 amen. 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 And because amen. Of the anointing, the oh, yoke is destroyed. God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you. Evangelist Bernard. Evangelist Bernard. Well, praise the Lord. Her line is up, but she'll probably be on in a minute. But we're so grateful and blessed to have one of our own back, Evangelist Patricia Joshua, all the way from Stockton. She was on this broadcast at the conception almost, and she was always hosting it and bringing the word and doing the switchboard and all the operations. So we're just so grateful that she would come on today, bring the word of the Lord. Evangelist Bernard?
Amen, amen. I was on. I was saying, I got a prologue. Praise the Lord, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
All right. Praise the Lord. I was saying praise the Lord, and nobody heard me, so I had to hang up and call back in. But nevertheless, praise the Lord, everybody. We're just so excited about today, and we're excited about our speaker that is going to minister the word of God for us today. We're excited about this book of Acts. Amen. We know that's where the church began. But we want to play a little clip. This woman of God, let me just give you a little introduction, and we're going to play a clip. And then after that clip, you're going to hear our speaker for the evening. But this woman of God, we met about almost 3 years ago, amen, and she has been a very, very dear friend. She lives here in Stockton, California, but she's originally from Arkansas, amen. She is a mother of 8 children, amen. She's an evangelist. She is a preacher. She is a profound teacher, amen. She's a woman that loves the Lord, amen, and we just so excited about her coming on. She started on this broadcast with us, amen, all over 2 years ago, amen. So we know how we have children and grandchildren and other challenges that we have to deal with on a regular basis, but she's no stranger to this radio broadcast, amen. She's been with us, like we said, from the inception, and we want to play a little clip. This was a testimony she had when they came out of a church that they were in, and she shared this testimony with us, and we know that God gave this to her. Amen. So we're going to ask Sister Ruby to begin that clip, and the next voice you'll hear after that clip is none other than Evangelist Patricia Joshua. Amen. So Sister Ruby.
The special ops team is called into place when the Army can't rescue you, when the SEALs can't get in there. He'll call the special ops, and they're ready to move any time of day or night. And when they move, nobody knows. They're just gone. When they don't make no announcements that they're on their way over there. And a lot of times the hostages, they will tell you, listen, we have these hostages, and we're going to kill them by this time. And there's nothing. But somehow or another, those special ops can locate the hostage. And a lot of times the enemy won't even know that they're there until they're there taking them out. And sometimes they go in and get the hostage, and they take them out before the enemy know that they've been in there to get them. And so it's a special ops. And the Lord began to show me, say, yeah, now look. Said there was a team that came in. Said she came, I sent her in. But then she brought in the prophetess. And she brought in this other speaker. And and I looked, and I'm driving now. I kid you not, I'm driving, but I'm seeing all this. And then I began to hear the things that the prophetess was saying. I began to hear the things that the speaker had said, and how they had told us, they had warned a leader and member, and they said, listen, and they were telling us we better hurry up. We better get it together. We better hurry up and get it together. And the next thing we know, we're up and out of there. And Lord gave me, said, now when the special ops go in, their job is to go in there and get those hostages. And when they bring them out, they're not supposed to bring them out dead. They're to bring them out alive and unharmed.
Yeah.
All right. And unharmed. And the Lord began to show me how that they come in, and they don't miss a, when, if they shoot, they don't miss. They don't waste no bullets. They don't waste no bullets. And most of the time, they go in and never lose a man. Never lose a man. Go in, and but they come out with whatever they were going in to get, they come out of there with. And they bring them out, and they bring them out alive and unscathed, without injury.
My God.
No scrapes all up and cut all up and shot all up. No, they bring them out whole. A lot of times they have to cover the victims, the hostages. They have to cover them up or blindfold them because they can't stand to see what is taking place around them. So they blind them. They blindfold them, so that they can't see how they're working and how they have to be ruthless. They have to be direct, and whatever their target is, they must do it at all costs necessary. But they go in to preserve that life and preserve their own. And majority of the time they go in there and they come back out. They never lose a man, and they bring that hostage out with them. And a lot of times they bring them all back and nobody knows nothing. So I thought about Bin Laden. Now, it's a controversy. Some say Bin dead, and then some said, yeah, they went in and they got him and come out. But if you notice, when the Army and the Navy SEALs go in, it's a whole lot of gunshot. You hear them shooting, boom, and shooting, you know, you ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. But when those special ops go in, they got guns that don't make a sound. They click your throat and don't make a sound. Next, the person that's standing up there, and their throat, they cut off, and you wouldn't
Ooh.
Even know it.
Mm.
I've seen them cut them and then lay them down Ooh. Easy. They don't even let them thud, Ooh. You know, blam, just hit the ground. They lay them down easy.
Oh,
you don't even know they're in there. Look, those guns they got just say, pew, pew.
Mm.
You can't hit you before you know it. They stand up there talking, the bullet done hit them. They stand there looking at you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm telling you, when the Lord got finished with me, I said, okay. He said, it went in there, he said, hostage. And I didn't know if it was I made myself a hostage or how it was. But when the special ops, and the Lord said, that's the team. That's the team. Said, she was sending, and he kept telling me, special ops, special operation. Now, after that, I got the scripture, and I'm going to hurry up because I want to get to that good old Bible lesson. Do you remember where David was gone and they came back to Ziklag?
Mm-hmm.
And remember the Amalekites had been there and they took all the women and all the goods?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And you remember David, how he went and he went after them?
Yes,
and he went to recover them from the Amalekites.
Hallelujah.
How they took them women. And he not only took the women back, he took the flocks, he took the cattle, he took the spoil. And he came back and rescued them and brought them home. And God sent them in as a special ops. And he took the priest's son. He said, bring everything. He inquired at the Lord, and he said, I shall pursue after this troop.
Hallelujah.
Shall I overtake them? He said, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all.
Mm-hmm.
That's special ops. And that's what the Lord let me. She went in to recover all.
Ah, thank you, Jesus.
That's my testimony.
Evangelist Joshua, your line is open.
Well, praise the Lord. Well, you really surprised me this morning. My God. Woo, I tell you, when God gives you something, he gives it to you, don't he?
Amen.
Amen. We want to say praise the Lord to everyone on the line. I know we don't have much time, but I want to say praise the Lord. Thank you, Evangelist Bernard. Amen for this opportunity. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. He's been so good to us daily. He's good. Amen. Even when the trials and the tests come, he's still good because he's there. He'll either give us a way through it, give us to be able to bear it, or he'll bring us out of it. So I just thank him for his gracious loving kindness and his tender mercies. We say praise the Lord to everyone. Praise the Lord, Sister Ruby. Amen. I'll tell you, she's really doing well. I'm just enjoying her, listening to her announce. We all came out of there together, and we just thank the Lord for Sister Adrian coming in our lives as a special ops. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to move ahead. I'm going to ask Sister Ruby if she'll help me with reading. I don't know if she can do it, but she can let me know if she can. Sister Ruby?
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Okay, you'll help me with the reading. I'm going to, is it Liberal Democrat?
Yeah, Liberal Democrat, you want to
Amen. Praise the Lord for your prayer. And I've just let that
Amen.
Prayer
God bless you.
Do. God bless you. That's a wonderful prayer. I thank God for it. And that prayer, the word has been blessed. Amen. The word is blessed. We don't have to bless it over and over. God's word is a blessing.
All right.
Praise the Lord to everyone on the line. Amen. And we're going to go into this because it's a Bible study and it's in the book of Acts. and will carry it on. My assignment was Acts, the 16th chapter. And so I'm going to ask Sister Ruby if she'll do the reading for me. And we'll just see what the Lord says, what the Lord has given us. Amen. But we do want to say that this, as an overview, this is a continuation of the previous chapters up to the 15th chapter of the book of Acts. And we know that this is a book that has the birth and infancy of the church. And here in this chapter, it goes not only to show how the church spread, but it also goes to show the work of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost having been received in the second book of Acts, it goes on to show us, you began to see through the chapters, the Holy Ghost moving more and more, that gift, what it was for and why it was sent. And so many teach that, well, you don't have, there's not really a need for the Holy Ghost in this day. And I even had a young lady tell me, she said, well, I believe in the Holy Ghost, she said, but I don't speak in tongues. She said, I do have friends that have the Holy Ghost, they speak in tongues, but I don't. But we'll see how the Holy Ghost moves, and we'll see how the spread of the gospel, how it continued to spread. And what I would love to for you to see and point out in this is that the gospel is spreading, but it has not changed from the inception, from the time that Christ rose and he gave it to the apostles. They did not deviate and go off teaching something different. And the ones that did come in and they tried to change the word of God, they were quickly chastised, or it was the light was shined on them so that people could see this was not what God intended. As of today, we have so many different variations. We're all speaking the Bible, but our belief systems have changed in this day. And in that day, you're going to see they all came from the inception of the church that was in Jerusalem. And they all took out, even though they went to different areas, even though they had their own way of bringing the word, they all spoke the same thing. They taught the same thing. And nobody was considered, we say, a believer nowadays. In this day and time, we'll say, well, I'm a believer. Well, a believer, we'll say, what is the believer? Well, we believe that there's a God. I go to church. I go to assembly. I go to my Bible study. I'm in seminary. But if you're truly a believer, according to the way the church was at the inception, you were baptized and you were filled with the Holy Ghost, and you continued in the doctrine of the apostles as given by Jesus Christ. So we're going to see that the spread of the gospel, as of today, people don't want to accept what you say, but does it make the Bible says, the Word of God says, but does that make the Word of God of none effect? So it says, it answers and says no. But let who be true? God be true, and every man, let him be a liar. So we're going to see the spread of the gospel and its effect. It's not always accepted or welcomed with open arms, not even by the church. You remember this is in this chapter, that we're going into previous, I'm just bringing you up to date. there had been a council, whoever taught Acts 15, they taught about the council and the Jews, those that were brought up under the law of Moses, how that they embraced the Holy Ghost, they embraced the baptism, and they were fine with that. But anybody else that was coming in, they were not embracing. They were not letting go of the traditions, the ceremonialism that they had come up under. They were not easily letting that go. So when the Gentiles began to come that way, they said, listen, they went back under the law and said, listen, they need to be circumcised. That has been our tradition. That is the law. But he came to bring grace and bring us out from under the law. If the law was sufficient and we could have lived by it, it could have brought us salvation. It could have brought us the Spirit. If it could have not been just the ministration of death, but a ministration of life, if it could have been that law that was written in stone, if it could have been written on our hearts, it would have been different. So he came to give a new and better way. He said, even down to the priesthood, he said, it not only was there a change of the law, but there needed to be a change of the priesthood. And in Hebrews, he lets us all know, Paul says, he is our high priest. So there is no need for a scheduling or a changing of the priest going in by course to do work. But we now have pastors, and we have one high priest over us all. We don't need a lot of things that they had in their day. So we're going to go into this so we can try to get through it in, you know, in ample time and not bore you. Sister Ruby?
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Okay, would you read the first verse, and then we'll just go through as quickly as I'll sometimes I won't even interrupt you. I just let you keep reading, but I'll probably say, okay, hold it right there. Okay, God bless you.
God bless you. Get these words right. Then came here to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there, named was that Timotheus, the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewish, and believed, but his father was a Greek.
So I'm going to stop right there. First thing we just got finished talking about, believed. That is why we say we're believers. But these believers made a change. They, whatever they were doing, whatever sect they belonged to, whatever their doctrine was, they laid that all down to be called. If they were saying that they believed, they knew that they were born into this new church. And one definition of believed is to accept something as being true or real. Another definition is to have a belief in God or in a religious theocracy. One God government by God's law and doctrine. So they said she believed because she was following the doctrine. She had did what they said to do. Okay, go ahead, Sister Ruby.
Verse 2, which was well reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium.
Okay, so here this certain young man, they give you a description of him being the son of a certain woman, a woman who believed, and this young man had something else. He was well reported of by the brethren. So he had a reputation. They had watched him. So many times we have young men or young women or even, I mean, they're coming in all ages now, but they'll come in and they'll say, well, I've given my life to Christ. And they're ready to get up and teach other people. They're ready to preach to other people. And the Bible says that if whatever your ministry is, it can be preaching, teaching, it can be ushering. I don't care what your ministry, your service to the Lord is. He said to wait on it. If you know you have one, wait on it. Wait on it. You need to be taught. You need to get grounded and established. And I know people say, well, I'm grown. But let me tell you, there are things that are going to come, and you'll need that, your roots to be deep, and you'll need teaching. You'll know how to address it. So if he had a good reputation, we need to have a good reputation. So Hebrews records that the elders by faith obtained a good report. This young man had a good report, but how did they obtain that? By the life that they lived. 2 Corinthians 5:20 says, we are ambassadors for Christ. We represent Christ. Our life should be well reported on. Go ahead, Sister Ruby.
Oh, verse 3, him would Paul have to go forth with him and took and circumcised him because of the Jews which were in those quarters, for they knew all that his father was a Greek.
And because he was known in these quarters, they're saying in this section, he was known by all these people, and everybody knew that his father was a Greek, that his mother, she was a Jewish. So he said, Paul used what you would say divine wisdom. He had just came from a meeting in chapter 15 regarding the circumcision. So he knows that this is a sore point with the believers that were Jews, that were under the law of Moses. They were not ready to make that transition quite yet. They were trying to bring in these, Paul knew he was an apostle to the Gentiles, but he knew bringing in this young man, it would stir up the wrong kind of activity. We don't want to bring strife into the church. We don't want to bring division in. So sometimes we have to make adjustments just to try to make a smooth entrance. The Bible says to follow peace with who? All men. We need to follow peace with all men. Go ahead, Sister Wee. I'm trying to move along as quickly as I can.
Oh, okay. Verse 4, and as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep that were ordained of the apostles and elders, which were at Jerusalem.
So in the 15th chapter, we've seen that he answered they were fighting about the circumcision. So here, Paul, they had decided, and we don't have this too much today, but everybody wants to, it's kind of like judges, they want to do what's in their own mind. Nobody wants to sit anymore under the counsel of their elders anymore. They feel like, no, they don't have to do it. But this council was set up in Jerusalem. And anything, even Paul, when he came back, he went in to sit with them and tell them what the Lord had said to them. But they had came together because of the question of the Jews about circumcision to come to a decision and see what they would, what the Lord would say would be required of the Gentiles. And all they came, when they came out, they said, no, why would we put that burden on them? No, what we'll do, say they just same thing for us. We refrain from idols, blood, and you know, so on that way. So they wrote up a decree. They didn't just send them off. They put it in black and white, sent that on, and then sent some representatives from the council to go with them to Antioch and let the brethren know what they had decided, which they were happy about. And so go on, Sister Ruby, verse 5.
And so were the churches established in the faith and increased numbers daily.
Mm-hmm. See, they stayed. They didn't get a new faith. They didn't go running off making their own faith. They stayed with the faith, established in that faith. And here, the word faith is, in the context of it, is speaking of doctrine and teaching, not only by your actions, but this is the teaching. You, what you believe, this is where it is grounded. It's grounded in Jesus Christ. We're continuing to give this gospel out, and you adhere to the same things that we adhere to. Okay, verse 6, Sister Ruby.
Now when they were gone throughout Pergola and the region of Galilee, and were forbidding of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, you want me to go on? Okay, verse 7.
So who held them? Sister Ruby, I'm going to ask you a question. Who forbade them?
The Holy Ghost.
Who? The Holy Ghost. So we see the Holy Ghost was given in Acts 2 all the way through. It's still talking about this Holy Ghost being the leader, being the guide, and moving and working within these men of God. Go ahead.
Oh, verse 7. After they were come to Massa, they assumed to go into Bella.
That's right.
But the Spirit said them not.
Okay, so we see that Paul wrote in, like I said, this is the infancy of the church, but they're staying with the same thing. Colossians 1 and 23 says, if you continue in the faith, which is speaking of the doctrine, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which was preached to what creature? Every creature which is under heaven, whereof Paul says, I, Paul, he said, that's why I'm a minister. And he said, that's what I'm preaching. And then in John 16 and 13, it is written, it says, howbeit, when he, who is he talking about? The Holy Ghost. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Truth. Complete truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall say, who? Whatsoever God shall say. Whatever God tells him to speak, he tells you, you shall. He said, but he's going to speak what he hears. And that shall you. And he said, and he will show you things to come. You can find that in John 16 and 13. Okay, go ahead, Sister Ruby.
Verse 8, and then passing by Massa came down to Troy.
Uh-huh.
Verse 9, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over unto Macedonia and help us.
Okay, so we see now the Holy Ghost has restrained him from going one place, but he's sending him another place. The Bible says the feet of a good, or the foot of the good man is what? Ordered by the Lord. So the steps, rather, of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So the Lord is ordering his steps. And Paul has been told, he said, I've got to show him. He told me, so I've got to show him what great things he must suffer for me. Paul has went and withstood. He's been going through things. But now he says, you know what, where I thought I needed to go, that's not where I needed to go. He said, the Holy Ghost has forbidden me to go there, although I thought I was going to do a work. And he looks, and God gives him the vision, and here, and calls him over into Macedonia. Go ahead, Sister Ruby.
Verse 10, and after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them.
Go ahead. Endeavor means I tried. I start preparing, trying, getting everything ready so that I could try to get over there as quickly as I can. Go ahead.
Verse 11. Therefore, loosing from Troy, we came with a straight course to next day to Nicopolis.
Uh-huh.
And from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia, and
mm-hmm.
a colony. And we were in that city abiding certain days.
Go ahead.
Verse 13, and on the Sabbath we went out of the city by a riverside where prayers was wont to be made. And we sat down and spoke unto the women which restored it thither.
Uh-huh. Now, you see here, not only is the Holy Ghost moving with the Gentiles, he's moving with women. Women used to be just chose out, but now he's sitting and he's talking with the women. And he's saying there's women there, too. But what I like about this was they stayed with prayer. You cannot make it without prayer. Whatever you intended to do, there has to be a prayer life. You have to have time that you spend with the Lord. And it speaks to you. It makes you submissive so that the Lord can speak through you, use you. It's a humbling of your oneself that you do when you speak to the Lord. Everybody say, oh, well, I'm telling him, but you know what? There are times that he just looks like he just takes over the prayer. You go down on your knees and you going down to pray one thing, but he takes it over. So he says, we took out time where we wanted to make prayer. And he said, and we were talking with some of the women. There's always going to be some women where there's prayer. Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. 14, go ahead, Sister Ruby.
And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of worship God, heard us who heart the Lord open.
Now, go ahead. Now, who opened her heart?
Oh, okay. Heard us who heart the Lord open,
mm-hmm.
that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul.
Now, the Bible tells us, now this is really good because we say things, but in Romans 10 it says, how can you call upon him in whom you have not believed? And we say we're believers, but you have not even sit to learn of him. He said, if any man come to me, deny yourself, take up your cross, and learn of me. So how did she get her heart open? The Lord opened it, not either one of us. He did the work, but she heard us. We spoke his word. That's why we I get vexed sometimes. We who carry the word, not that we all know everything, because I'm learning myself. But when I hear somebody take it and just run with it and say all kinds of things, they take the word and turn it around and teach it erroneous, it really vexes my soul because that's a precious soul that God is trying to save. And we are putting, sometimes they allow poison to go in. And, that you know, so many times they take it off and they repeat what they hear. So this lady said she worshiped God. Why? She listened. She heard the teaching. And God opened her heart. Go ahead, Sister Ruby. Now, when her heart was open, what happened, Sister Ruby, in verse 15?
And when she was baptized. When she was baptized and mm-hmm. her household, she besought us, saying, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she confirmed
mm-hmm.
us.
Uh-huh. So, once again, here's another, this is a different person. But that, there's no deviation from what was taught on the day of Pentecost. When she found out, she believed, which means that she received the Holy Ghost in her life, she took action. The Bible says, repent, turn away. Okay, I'm turning away from my, and take action. She took the action and was baptized in that name. Okay, and it came to pass, verse 16.
Oh, and it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her master much gain by soothsaying.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 17, the same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servant of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 18, and this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour.
See, now here we've seen Timothy call. We see where Lydia, here was a follower. She invites them into a house, but she had lived a life, said, you watch me. You can judge. You can tell that I'm living all that I say. Even here is the seller of purple. Here is Lydia. She sees him, and she begins to walk behind him, and that spirit in her begins to cry out and was telling the truth, that they will show us the way of salvation. But so many times it says here that Paul, he was grieved. Now, I know that some people teach it that he was angry, but there's a difference between the word angry and grieved. When you are grieved, you're sad, your countenance is not happy, you're upset, or you're distressed, or you're disturbed. You're not a happy person. So I don't know, they interpret it as angry. But he says that he turned and he commanded that spirit to come out of her. Now, did he do it in the name of Moses or in the name of something else? No, he stayed with the same doctrine. That if you read Peter, if you read James, I don't care where else you go, you're going to find out that that name has stayed the same. It's the same gospel in the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus the Anointed One. He's commanded that it come out of her. And what happened in 19th verse, whenever you preach or you come teaching the truth, the enemy does not like it. The enemy is going to find reason. He fought Christ, and he's going to fight you. He's going to fight me. He does not like you bringing on a change and taking away the people and their souls. He wants a collection of souls. He knows that he's doomed, and he wants to take everyone he can along with him. Go ahead, Sister Ruby. I'm getting carried away, but you pull me back because we only have a certain amount of time. Go ahead.
Verse 19, and when her master saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and threw them into the marketplace unto the rulers.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 20, and brought them to the magistrates, saying, these men being Jews do exceedingly trouble our city.
Now, I like that part right there. That's enough to preach right there. We as believers, I don't care if we're living right, we're going to trouble the city. If we're out going out, I know we've gotten into the churches. We used to be out with the bullhorns on the corners, and we'd be out there. But, honey, listen, now we're in the church, we're preaching to each other. They got us off the street corners because we would trouble the city. And I remember they said these men, they turned the world upside down. We ought to trouble the city. Amen. Go ahead, Sister Ruby.
Verse 21, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrate rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Verse 23, and when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prisons, charging
mm-hmm.
the to keep them safely.
Mm-hmm.
Who
mm-hmm.
haven't
mm-hmm.
Verse 24, who haven't received such a charge, thirst them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the socks.
Mm-hmm.
And at midnight, woo,
come on now, come on.
And sang praises unto God. And the prisoners.
All right. How many of us understand that when we bring trouble, they're going to try to figure out a way they can shut us up. They're going to try to put us into, they can beat you. A person can be beat. They can be beat with their tongue. Sometimes you go in, God will send you, and I talked about that special ops. But God uses us so many times to go into different places to try to edify, try to build up the place. But so many times you refuse. You're fought against. People don't accept change quickly. They don't want, if it's going smooth and this is the way I want it, and so many times, do you believe that God sends people in to help the church? Is there a word in the gifts that said helps? There are helps that come to the church. But if you notice, so many times people regard people's stature. They regard how they look, what education they have, what title they have behind their name. And God can be using the least person to try to help to edify your church. We have to have a listening ear and a willing mind. You can always go and pray about it. But sometimes God is sending in help, sending in somebody to, everybody's not coming in to be a preacher. Somebody might be coming in to go out on the corner and compel them to come. Somebody might be there to go and knock on a door and let them know there's a church. We'd like to invite you. Somebody might be there to help with the children. But trouble is stirred when you move into the calling that God has given you. You're going to be fought. But Paul never told them that he was a Roman citizen. But they went on in and they beat them. They took the punishment that they put upon them. And they threw them into this prison. But don't you know there's going to come a time, there's going to be an hour or a time that God's going to hear your prayer. And it says at midnight, Paul and Silas, not only did they pray, but they sang praises. When you open this today with prayer, liberal Democrat, he sung that hymn, that I need thee, oh, I need thee. He sung that hymn and then went into prayer. Don't you know that so many times that praises set an atmosphere? It sets an atmosphere. Angels move. God's spirit will move in the midst of those praises and those hymns. So here, they at midnight, even though they're locked up, they've been beat, it will come a time that God is going to deliver you out. He's not going to leave you in your trouble. Go ahead, Sister Ruby.
Verse 26, and suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors, D-O-O-R-S, doors were open, and everyone's band were loose.
Amen. The foundations. People can set up what they want. When God come through, he can come through suddenly. We don't always know when he's going to come. But when he comes, hallelujah, sometimes everybody's going to know he came. Hallelujah. And when he comes, he's going to get immediate results. Amen. Amen. And he knows how to loose. He knows how to change things around. 27, go ahead, Sister Ruby. I know our time is getting short here.
And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fleed.
So
Paul
here,
cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here.
See how the enemy does? The enemy will do things, and he'll go on his way and think he got you done. Well, that's it. I got him now. It's done for. They say that this jailer did what he was told and went on to sleep. Oh, but when God gets to shaking things up, everybody's going to wake up. Wake up, hallelujah, because I'm walking in. Hallelujah. And here he jumps up. And he jumps up to defend himself. But guess what? God's in charge. Hallelujah. You can grab whatever you want. God has done what he wants to do. He has accomplished his purpose. Go ahead.
Oh, verse 29. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down to Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sir, what must I do to be saved?
Now, what I like about this was this jailer, he knew, everybody knew, because they made a public example of them. They didn't do this in quiet. They didn't bring them in and say, now let's be, No, they stripped them of their clothes, so they shamed them. How many people have been shamed? They shamed them first. Try to bring down their reputation. Try to make them not be so effective. Try to make them look bad. Then they beat them. Then they added affliction upon them, pain and hurt. Hallelujah. Then after that, put them into stocks, going to bind them, make sure they can't go nowhere, and then lock them up. Oh, but God, when he comes through, honey, your midnight hour, God can come through at the last minute. We think that the enemy, he is going on to sleep. Think that, I've got him. I got him just where I want to. But, honey, when God comes through and shakes up things, they get up and they're trembling. Not only did this jailer spring up and grabbed to try to defend himself. But when he came, when Paul told him, he said, don't you do no harm. He said, guess what? He said, listen. He said, you don't worry about it. We're all here. And I guess this jailer would have killed himself because he was responsible for that was his job. And so if they would have escaped or anybody, he knew he was done for. But he came trembling, and he knew, my God, look what God has done. I know they were secure. I secured them myself. I made sure that everything was, they were in stocks, they were locked up, they were beaten good, they shouldn't be out. But listen, their God is more powerful than those that are over me. He says, so I've got a question. What must I do to be saved? What does God have to shake up in our lives for you to ask, what must I do to be saved? What does God, what foundation that you're so set on that God has to shake up to get you to see that there's salvation for you, and you will open your mouth and you will ask God, what must I do to be saved? Go ahead, Sister Ruby.
Verse 31, and they
we got
said,
an
believe
answer.
On the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house.
Mm-hmm, go
and,
on.
Oh, verse 32, and they spoke unto him the words of the Lord, and to all that were in his house.
So here we go again, Romans 10. Say you can't, I don't care what you say you believe in. You say you can't believe in it unless you hear it. And say you can't hear it without a preacher. So you have to be, and say, and let me tell you, everybody can't bring you the word. These men all, like I said at the beginning, they stayed with the same doctrine. And they were sent by God. Said you can't have a preacher unless he's sent. They were sent by God. Not because they felt like they were sent or because they felt like something moved on their emotions and made them feel that they were sent. But Paul was actually blinded. He was not only blinded, he was knocked off his. And God, hallelujah, himself spoke to him and told him, said, listen, say, they heard the voice. Those that were around and witnessed it, they heard him say, listen, do you understand that it is hard for you to kick against the prick? So he had to come the same way that we all must come. You must be born again. Of water and of the Spirit. Water, you can't even see, you can't even understand the Spirit, the kingdom of God, if you don't have the Spirit. Water, you can't get in without it. Come on, he says, 33. So he took him, and what happened, Sister Ruby?
And he took them. Now it's more than them.
Uh-huh, everybody in that house.
Everybody. And the same hour of the night, and washed
mm-hmm. Oh, he took Paul and them. He took Paul.
Paul and them. And was baptized he and all his straightway.
So here we go again. How do you say the baptism is not necessary if you follow and you look from the time of the church's birth to the infant, through the infancy, you'll see that these were baptized. They all come back to baptism. They all come back to baptism. And Peter told them, say, there is no other name given among men whereby you must be saved. There is no other name. So go ahead, Sister Ruby. So we come back. They're still teaching the same thing. Go ahead.
Verse 34. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing
mm-hmm.
in God with all his house. And
mm-hmm.
when it was day, the magistrate sent the surgeon, saying, let those men go.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 36, and the keeper of the prison told this saying to Paul, the magistrate has sent to let you go. Now, therefore, depart and go in peace.
Mm-hmm.
37, but Paul said unto them, they have beaten us openly, condemned, their being Romans, and have cast us into prison. How do they thrust us out privately? Nay, verily. but let them come themselves and fetch us out.
All right. Amen. And
Go ahead, finish it up. And the surgeon told these words unto the magistrate, and they feared when they heard that they were Romans. Verse 39. And they came and besought them and brought them out and desired them to depart out of the city. And they went out of the prison, entered into the house of Lydia, and when they had seen the brethren, they comforted them and departed.
Now, these men that put them in the jail, they did that openly. They shamed them, stripped their clothes and all that. But when they got ready to bring them out, they wanted to do it privately when they found out that they were Roman citizens, because Roman citizens were not to be scourged or imprisoned without a trial. That was their right as a Roman citizen. But they had went against this, and when they first put them in there, they told them, they said, these men are not lawful. They're going around here trying to teach against what we're supposed, they're trying to get us to do something against our own religion, our own beliefs, and against the law. But here, they were unlawful all the time. So they wanted to do it quietly. Just go ahead, you guys, you know, listen, you just come on out and you leave quietly. But Paul said, No. You did this openly. We are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. You will not bring shame upon the church or upon his gospel. So just like you did this, you're going to reconcile us openly also. Let them come in here. They brought us in here. Let them come and bring us out. Let them come and see that they did us wrong. God, you know, I tell you, I'm going to hurry up because we're at the end of this teaching, and I want to read this one. Ruby, can you get 2 Corinthians 4? You there?
Yeah, I hear you. Get
2 Corinthians 4, chapter 4. So we oftentimes in this lesson, what I want you to really get is that as the church grew, there was opposition that they were going to meet. There was persecution that they had to meet. But we haven't had to suffer like that, not be beaten literally, not many of us. There are some brothers and sisters that have actually experienced being beaten. But thank God, Paul said in his letter to the Corinthians, he said, now everybody might not be have the need to stand. They might not have to have the opportunity to stand before a judge. You might not need to say, but this one thing I want you to know, that Christ is with us no matter what we face, no matter what perils we face. Christ is with us. You got it, Sister Ruby?
Yes, 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Yes, and this is my closing scripture, and I didn't want to hold you too long, but go ahead, Sister Ruby. We're going to read down to the verse 15.
You all right, Joshua?
I'm going to read to verse 15. Go ahead.
You want me to start at verse 1?
Yes, please.
Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not.
We don't faint. Go ahead. I'm just going to interject every once in a while, Sister Ruby, but keep on reading.
But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but
Amen.
By manifestation of the true commending ourselves to every man conscience in the sight of God.
Mm-hmm.
Our gospel be hid. It is hid to them that are lost.
Mm.
And whom the gods of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not.
Mm-hmm.
Thus the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Mm-hmm.
For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For
mm-hmm.
God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, but shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthly vessels, that the excellency of the power be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are all always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So
mm-hmm.
then death worketh in us, but life in you. We have in the same spirit of faith according
mm-hmm.
as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Sister Ruby. Thank you for reading for me. Thank you for the opportunity. I hope that you were able, I know this is a short time, but I hope that you were able to get something from this lesson, that it encourage you, and that it, your eyes and understanding be open, that we are the church, but we are to be teaching the same thing. We should know that we're not going to be looked upon lovingly, but we're going to be fought against. We're going to go through persecutions and oppositions. But Jesus Christ is on the throne, on the right hand of that throne in glory, and he's making intercession for us. He's our advocate, and anything that comes our way, he's more than shake it up and bring us out of it. God bless you. Thank you, Evangelist Bernard, for this opportunity. God bless you all.
Amen, amen, amen. Wow, wow. You know, I could sit and listen to Evangelist Joshua all day. She's very thorough. Amen. And she's going to always do her homework. What a wonderful lesson. For those of you all that missed it, you need to go back and listen to this teaching again. We open up with the clip. Amen. And she gave us some information regarding a testimony and a vision that God had shown her. So you got to go back and listen. If you don't sign in early, you'll miss something. And I know some of us are on our jobs and on the East Coast. We're just getting off work and driving home and tune in like Lady Morris. We thank God for her. But we just thank God once again, Evangelist Joshua. We salute you for job well done. Amen. I just love Evangelist Joshua. She'll make you search these scriptures. Hallelujah, because she's going to break it down where a fool would not err. Amen. And she'll make you get in these scriptures and find out. Because, you know, sometimes we read the scriptures and we hear our leaders expounding on it, and sometimes we don't even know what they're talking about, because we haven't spent no time in our Bible. We don't know our history. Amen. And sometimes I know she has to going and tend to some business. But we thank God for her making the sacrifice and coming on and sharing the word of God with us. That's a powerful chapter, chapter 16. We're a little bit over halfway done with these chapters in the book of Acts. And how many know it's been exciting? I get excited when I think about the church and its formation, when I think about the signs, the wonders, and the miracles. Amen. If you don't see anything like that happening in your home church, check yourself, because the Bible said these signs shall follow them that believe. Amen. If there isn't any signs and there aren't any fruit, you fall on your face and call out to God and say, Lord, get me out of here. Help me, Lord God, and direct me, and let me get in a place that is teaching and preaching the truth. You know, we are watering down the word, and I'm not going to preach or teach, because she has done an excellent job with this teaching today. But I just want to tell you all, if it was good for Paul and Silas, if it was good for Paul and Barnabas, if it was good for Peter, if it was good for Jesus, Jesus was baptized. Hallelujah. But we're teaching today that baptism is an essential. We're teaching today that the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, for you charismatics folks, charismatic people, saying it's not essential. Well, my Bible tells me something different. Amen. If we don't receive what God has promised us, how are we going to see Jesus? How are we going to be able to withstand the wiles of the devil? You need some power. Glory to God. Oh, I can't take folks who say baptism ain't essential. I can't take people who say the Holy Ghost ain't essential. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. If it wasn't essential, the church was founded in the book of Acts. Hallelujah. That's where God gave. That's where Jesus told his disciples. He said, tarry and wait until you be endued with power. He didn't know they couldn't lame. They couldn't speak to the lame man and walk, as we said, Paul said to the lame man on yesterday, to stand up and rise up, stand upright. Hallelujah. And he leaped and walked. Do you think you can make a statement like that without any power? Some people think, oh, you can just have faith. But there are different measures of faith. That, hallelujah, you may have faith to go out and purchase a Mercedes-Benz, but you may not have faith to lay hands on yourself and be healed. Hallelujah, you may not have faith to tell somebody else that to pick up their bed and walk. Hallelujah. You need some power. Woo, glory to God. So I don't know who on this line. You know, we have all kind of people come on visit this line. Non-denomination, Baptist, Catholic, Presbyterian, Amen, Apostolic, Jesus only, Pentecostal. We have all kind of people that visit this line. Hey, Jesus, I thank, but we're not on here, hallelujah, to preach our doctrine. We're on here to preach the good news, and that good news is the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're talking about his death, his burial, and his resurrection. We're not here to debate, but I tell you, I speak it, and I say it unequivocally. I have been baptized in the name of Jesus, and I have been filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, and I will announce that everywhere I go. Glory to God. But I don't judge. I don't have respect to persons. But because guess what? God can take anybody, hallelujah, and clean them up. He can take the bell off the street and cause him to be a deacon. He can take the bell off the street and cause him to be a deacon. He can take the drug addict and cause him to be a pastor. He can take the rock star, those that smoking rocks, Samaria, one of the greatest evangelists that I ever lived. Don't tell me what God won't do. Sometimes we get saved and we begin to look down on other people. Yeah, glory to God. But guess what? You ain't always been saved. If it had not been for Jesus, there go I. If it had not been for him, there go I. Hallelujah. Make a choice today. Glory to God. Make a choice today. Ooh, Lord, I'm going to serve you until I die. Hallelujah. I don't care if I get sick. I don't care if I have to sleep in my car. I'm going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Because I know one thing. Trouble don't last always. Huh? It don't last always. Glory to God. I'm going to Sister Ruby. Amen, amen. We still got some callers on the line. Ah, God, I bless you today.
Oh, praise the Lord. We're going, we have quite a few callers still on the line, and we're going to open up area code. This is new to me. 352-5894.
352-5894.
Okay,
call your area code and the last four of your numbers. That's how we don't give out your full phone number. Just your area code and the last four. If you'd like to make a comment or ask a question or anything else that the Lord may lead you to speak to us today, you're welcome to do so at this time. If not, we're moving on.
And thank you for tuning in. You're welcome Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock p.m. California time. God bless you. Okay,
amen.
We're going.
That's for everybody, everybody. That's for everybody. Thank you.
Where am I going? Oh, you threw me off of that. Where am I? Oh, Mother Charity. We have quite a few. We're coming to you. Please be patient. Mother Charity?
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Lord.
I certainly did enjoy that Sister Joshua, amen, bringing out concerning those apostles that stood the test. Praise God. I thank the Lord, amen, because you know what? It's some suffering. That a lot of time when you're following the Lord, amen, you got to go through something. But you know what? They stood the test. Praise God. They did not fail in their ministry and their testimony that they had. Amen. And then after that, it was so evident until it impressed the jailer. And the jailer winded up making his own altar call.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise. You know, if you are walking, amen, somebody going to take notice to it.
Amen.
And you know what? It's a bad thing for you to have a testimony and then somebody see you failing. You done told them this. You done told them that. And then the next thing they see you living some other kind of way. That don't impress nobody. Amen. But when you are walking with God,
come on,
and then after that, your life is following what you are saying. Amen.
Oh,
and somebody can see, hallelujah, that something is very, very evident in the life that you are living. Amen. Ooh. Then after that, when they come and you invite them out and stuff, they'll see it's something to this here. It must be something to this here. Because I've been, ever since I've been knowing them, I've been seeing when they be talking about Jesus, their life have been showing what they talk about. Praise the Lord. But I just thank God, amen, for those apostles and for Sister Joshua bringing that out because we need to hear about that, you know, because they're suffering in following the Lord. But the Lord will stand by you. Hallelujah. So I praise God, amen, for that portion in the book of Acts. Y'all pray for us in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Charity. We're going to Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Bless the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone.
Thank you.
Truly,
Jesus.
I thank God.
Hallelujah.
I give God praise on this afternoon. I thank him for another day. I thank God for this broadcast. I thank God for the word. I just thank God for the book of Acts. I thank God for the power that's in the book. And I just thank God for what he's doing on this broadcast. And I'm just looking forward to what he's going to do even more when we finish this session of this Acts. We should have great power even more. God bless you all. I thank God. I love you all. And may you continue to be encouraged and go forth in the Lord. God bless.
Bless you. Thank you so much. We have a few more. Please be patient. Sister Barbara?
All right. Move on, Sister Ruby.
Yeah, I am. Prophetess Glover?
Okay.
Okay. Pastor Beatrice Martin? Pastor Beatrice?
How are you?
Oh, bless. Praise
bless
the Lord.
Sister Joshua, that was awesome. When you were teaching, I got out of it the three P's are important: prayer, praise, and power. The prayer can shake the very foundation. Those three together, prayer, praise, and power, shook the foundation. And not only that, it shook the foundation in a person's life to where they wanted to get saved. So I think the three P's are important in our life. You brought that out real. It was just awesome because without prayer, prayer changes everything. And we know praise confuses the enemy, and we know that we need the power of the Holy Ghost. So, you know, through all the three P's that you brought out, I mean, that's what we need in our life. We can't live without it. It's our direct connection line to heaven. And if we want God to move in our life, he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, then I believe that's why we have the book of Acts. We have the pattern after them. So I want to thank you for that.
Thank you, Keith.
And you brought out some good points, you know, some very, very good points. Me and Tia and my sister-in-law, we're driving and listening to y'all.
All right.
We're driving and we got you guys on speaker and we're listening. Rolling up
that's
the window
right.
So we can hear. Just hungry for the word. And
hallelujah.
We want to tell you all thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless. We're going to Minister Democrat.
Amen, amen. Praise him, woman of God. That was a powerful, powerful lesson. Amen. I like the part about how when Paul said, y'all locked me up, y'all beat me in the open and whooped me in the open, but now you won't let me go. You try to do that in secret. He said, y'all come back. Amen. And let me out. And I think, praise God, sometimes we forget who he is. Once he reminded them that he was Romans, amen of God, they had to come themselves and let them go. And we forget the power of in the name of Jesus and whatnot. Once we remind that devil who we are, amen of God, he has to remove his thing from us. And when the woman of God began to speak about that, how you change the atmosphere, amen of God, by you just praying and singing and stuff like that. I've seen that. I've witnessed that, amen of God, in 2014 and whatnot. So, amen of God, just like in this book of Acts, we have the power to change the atmosphere. Amen, amen, if we just use what God has given us. So this was a powerful lesson. Amen, I thank and praise God for the woman of God, amen, reminding us, amen, of God, about this power. Amen, of God, it's Holy Ghost power. Amen, and still in 2014. I'm encouraged. Amen, amen, hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Democrat. We're going to go back to Sister Barbara. Thank you, Sister Barbara. See if she can say... Sister Barbara? Okay.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Well,
if they don't respond, Sister Ruby, if they're not able to or not willing to.
I got it. Thank you. Okay, we got everybody, I think. I'm looking down because I was reading too. But anyway, it was just a blessing to have the word taught and preached to us almost. But what I, you know, it was all blessing the whole book of Acts. But what I got, you know, out of it was stuck in my mind so vividly was that woman with divination, and Paul got tired of her. He being grieved. She grieved his spirit. And he turned around and commanded that spirit to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. and Jesus Christ to come out of her, and he came out the same hour. Now, you know that's some power.
All right.
Ah,
yeah.
You call that power, and that power came out, so the Holy Ghost was working, and they got mad because the gains was gone. Isn't that something? The Lord, when he gets ready, it's all about his kingdom and his people when he get ready, and then checking the having an earthquake in the jailhouse. I say, Lord, you nothing but power.
Mm.
And Evangelist Joshua is a teacher. I've been knowing about
her. Mm-hmm.
Now she's a teacher of the word, and she brought that word out. So we're so thankful that Evangelist Bernard would have her on with that special ops. I'm the one that Evangelist Bernard brought out to with her. You know, we came.
I didn't bring y'all out. The Lord brought y'all.
The Lord sent it out, but he uses people, and he uses.
Well, thank you, Sister Ruby. Acknowledging that.
So God bless you.
Sister Ruby always saying, you know, the Lord Jesus did it. Jesus did it. So I'm just using what you say, Sister Ruby.
Well, he do it. The only one that's in the name of power. So we're so excited about the whole book of Acts and each and every one that take out time to come on this broadcast. We're just so thankful, especially Evangelist Bernard. She don't take it lightly. She opens up her line and tell you call her anytime, and she really means it. So we're just so thankful. And, you know, it's just a blessing. We have in the chat room, guest 1862. You stayed the whole time. We appreciate you. Come back in. We're here Monday through Friday and Sunday morning early prayer. So God bless you. Back over to you, Evangelist Bernard.
Amen, amen, amen. Everybody said we're going higher. And hiya. Tomorrow we will have Dr. Kenneth Burford with us on tomorrow, Wednesday. I got to look at my schedule. Oh, hallelujah. Tomorrow is Dr. Kenneth Burford from Christ Redeeming Center. This is the host pastor that I will be having my relocation celebration at his beautiful church here in. So he is not a first-time visitor or a first-time speaker on our line. Amen. He haven't been on since 2013. Amen. So he is another excellent teacher, amen, and preacher of the gospel. So y'all get ready, put your seatbelts on, because we're going higher, amen. Tomorrow he will be expounding on chapter 17. And then on Thursday we'll have our very own Minister Democrat will be breaking down the word in chapter 18. Amen. And then on Friday, we got to make sure Pastor Hamilton don't make no boo-boos this Friday. For both Fridays, he will continue on with chapter 19. Next week, we're going to have a lineup of some different speakers that you all may have never heard. Amen. So as the Lord give us the strength to get it together, we will do that. Amen. So I'm looking. I want to ask all of my girlfriends again in the Southern California area and in the Northern California area to meet us in Oakland, California this Friday at 7 p.m. for Girls Night in the Word. We have the newly elected bishop-elect, R.C. Blakes Jr., and also he has been elected as the presiding prelate over the Family of Churches Fellowship International there in New Orleans. Ah, somebody say, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Amen. So he'll be here on Friday. So if you live in the southern and the northern area, make the sacrifices. Come on out and have a girls' night in the Word. Amen. And he's going to be teaching on 10 habits of powerful women. We've been talking about power. You know, this book of Acts, if you don't have no power, amen, if you begin to read these chapters and these verses, I tell you the Holy Ghost will fall on you. If you don't have it, if you just believe God's word, you know the Holy Ghost will fall on you. You don't have to do anything special. It's a gift. Hey, glory to God.
I bless the Lord for it. So we're getting ready to meet him on Friday evening in Oakland, California. And also by way of announcements, Lady Morris will be hosting a women's conference on April 25th and April 26th, and we're going to be doing those announcements for her. She is faithful to this broadcast. She come on as she's leaving her job. She'll tune in and hear this word. So we want to support her. So we're going to be making those announcements with her upcoming women conference. Amen. And she has three beautiful speakers, and we're just so honored that one of those speakers is my dear cousin out of Montgomery, Alabama. She's spoken to it for us on this line also, and we're looking for her to come back and give us a word also, and that's none other than Pastor Jacqueline McLemore. She's a pastor and an evangelist. Amen. So those of you, I'm giving a shout out. If you want a women's conference speaker, amen, other than myself, amen, she is available. Amen. So we thank God for her going down and being a support with Lady Rosalind Morris. Amen. And also we want to remind you that on Tuesdays, Thursdays and Saturdays, Prophetess Darlene hosts the prayer line at 5 p.m. California time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. So tune in to her line. I have to remember. I remember the code, but I haven't memorized the telephone number now, but I do have the code. Is she on the line still, Sister Ruby?
Yes, I just opened her line. Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen.
The number is 712-432-1515. The code number is 211-498-pound.
All right.
Once again, that number is 712-432-1500, and the code is 211-498-pound.
Amen, amen. And if you want to pray, I tell you, you tune into that line. Hey, glory to God. You will be able to pray or hear those that are praying. And also Mother Charity is on the line, and they host a prayer line at 3 a.m. Woo! That's Pacific Standard Time, California time, and it's 6 a.m. in Detroit and on the East Coast. From 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. their time, and that's 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. if you're in California. But I'm about to change time zones in a minute, so I'll be on Central Standard Time. Amen. So I'll be 2 hours ahead of California time, so I think I can function a little bit better. But it's going to take a little time to adjust to that. Amen. So Mother Charity, would you give them that prayer line information for your prayer line?
Yes, okay.
Amen.
The number. Yeah, okay.
All right, Mother.
Yes, all right. That's 1-712-432-0700. And the access code number is 163-867 and the pound. And that's, again, that's 1-712-432-0700. And the access code number is 163-869 and the pound sign. And that's
amen,
from
amen.
6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Yeah, Eastern Standard Time.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank God for Mother Charity, and thank God for Prophetess Darlene and all of our listeners. Amen. If you have any announcements, any upcoming engagements, I don't have no respect to persons. I don't mind giving shout-outs on this line. You know, people are surfing the net every day, and they're going back into these archives, listening to these messages, and some are listening live while we're on the telephone. Amen. So it's a wonderful tool to advertise and promote, and we're not promoting nothing that's not of God. We're promoting men and women that love God.
Amen. And so I don't mind allowing a space of time for you all to give your information and to promote your events. I love promoting. Amen. Amen. If you don't tell nobody, they won't know nothing about
it. That's right.
Amen. So we have to open up our mouth and talk and communicate and tell folks. Amen. So I have, is Minister Democrat still on the line?
Yes, uh-huh.
Amen. Can you hear this line? Amen, amen. God bless you. We thank God for Minister Democrat. I tell you, as fast as these messages are preached on this line, he upload them on YouTube. So some of you all that haven't had a chance to be on YouTube preaching, it's because of his expertise. Amen, that you're able to be on YouTube. Some people have never had a platform, but God is the one that opened up, like Sister Ruby read today, D-O-O-R-S, doors. God is the one that opened up doors. So we thank God for this man of God. God sent him to this ministry, and I tell you, he has just been beautiful. He don't like no accolades, and I'm not telling all that he do. I'm not going to do that. Hallelujah. But I'm sharing with you that he do upload these messages to YouTube, okay? Amen. So we're going to give it over to him. And anything he'd like to share, he's welcome to do so at this time.
All right. Amen. Amen. I appreciate what the Bible says, iron sharpens iron. Hallelujah.
Iron sharpens iron.
Amen. So we ask for the saints, amen to God. Those of you that got Twitter, amen, definitely, if you can, go to New Destiny 54. That's the, let's go at New Destiny 54, amen to God. Because, you know, up to date now, you know, Facebook was good back in the day, but now, you know, everybody on Twitter and Instagram. Hallelujah, right? Amen, amen. So we know that's what we're doing now. So we're just trying to, you know, keep the saints connected, like in the Book of Acts and whatnot. You know, they kept it moving by witnessing and establishing networks from one city to the next. And Twitter is a good way to do that because you can retweet, amen, when we actually are on the broadcast. And again, amen, we also want to announce, amen to God, that we're going to be having, like, a segment next week, amen to God. You know, we got to get back on the day and whatnot. But we know, amen to God, amen, that the overseer, she's going to be, amen, expanding her territory, amen to God, to New Orleans. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. So we thank and praise God for that. So we want to just say some words, amen. Those are not going to be able to be at the live event, you know, on the 8th, amen. We want to allow some time next week for those of us who call in and stuff like that. So I guess Sister Ruby and different ones will be getting back with a day where we can just show our appreciation, amen, to God, online and whatnot. So just keep that in mind next week. We're going to keep sending emails and stuff like that out. But, you know, it's going to be a relocation celebration. Amen. Because just like some of you guys, God is going to be expanding your borders as well. Amen to God. And like the Book of Acts, you where you at right now, amen to God, but God is about to expand your borders. Amen. And do a new thing. Amen. So amen to God. So we'll have more on that like next week and stuff like that, or later on and stuff like that. But amen. As for now and whatnot, just keep that in mind. Those of you that's not going to be able to make the March 8th, hallelujah anyhow, because we're going to have a way where we set up online so we can just have a, whether we do it in a conference call or something like that, or one of these services like we're doing now. Amen. All right. Amen. So I hope I'm still here because I heard a little something with the phone. Okay, I'm assuming that, so I'm saying he is still talking right now, so I'm going to be quiet, amen, and that's what that is, amen. All right, so God bless, saints, hallelujah.
Amen, amen, God is expanding our territory, and I tell you, I'm certainly soliciting all of your prayers. I still have much work to do. I've knocked a hole in some things, but I still have so much work to do. Amen. And I thank God for, I was talking with Dr. Singleton early this morning, and we always, whenever you get an opportunity to talk with the young Singleton, Mother Charity, the son, not the father. Hallelujah. Whenever you get a chance to talk with the son, you better block out a space of time, honey. And he'll go from Genesis to Revelation in 60 minutes time, flat. I'm telling you, he'll hit on every book. Amen. So I just thank the Lord for what he's doing. You know, sometimes, and this is just to encourage someone, sometimes we get a little discouraged, and sometimes when you get up in age, amen, you feel like, you know, hey, what else is it, Lord, that I can offer? You know, the Bible say he called the young because they're strong. But he called the old because they know the way. Now, I'm not old, so I'm letting you know I'm still finding my way. Hey, I'm still finding my way, but I'm not young either. Hey, glory to God. So I just thank God for what he's doing. I really solicit your prayers. I know there's much work to do in the New Orleans area and also the surrounding areas. I have a big family down there. I mean a big family down there. Now, I know I'm not going in there with no illusions, illusions of grandeur. I'm not going in there with that. But I'm going, as I said this morning to Dr. Singleton as I was praying, and the Lord gave me this. He said, now, you're not the prodigal son returned. But you're not returning as a prodigal son. You're returning as a joyful handmaiden. Hey, watch out for the book coming. Not a prodigal son returned, but a joyful handmaiden returned, who the Lord saw fit, hey, you know, Messiah, to give a precious gift to. And he gave me the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. He gave me a new mind. He transformed my life. Glory to God. And for that I owe him thanks. For that I owe him praise. Hallelujah. Forevermore. Amen. You know, somebody said, can any good thing come out of New Orleans? Well, I'm here to tell you, I'm standing as a witness that something good came out of New Orleans. But the only way I became good, God had to take me out. Amen. He had to take me on my third missionary journey. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He moved me from New Orleans to Los Angeles, and from Los Angeles to Atlanta, and from Atlanta back to Stockton, California. Don't tell me I haven't had no missionary journeys. Paul had four of them, and I've had the word of God. Oh, Jesus, but I ain't tired. Hallelujah. I ain't made shipwreck of my life. I'm still holding on unchanging hands of God. I'm still looking to Jesus, for he is the author and the finisher of my faith. Glory to God. John P. Keith sings a song, you don't know my, nobody knows your story, God. Nobody knows your destiny but God. Hallelujah. But guess what? You know the potential that God has instilled in you. All of us have potential. We all have potential to be great. We may not become Oprah Winfrey. Hallelujah. And I don't desire to be a Oprah Winfrey. Oh, just give me a little piece of her money. That's all I need to finance the kingdom work. That's all I ask for, Lord. Hey, to be able to finance, hallelujah, ministry. To be able to go out into the highways and the hedges and compel men to come. That's my desire. That's my desire. Hallelujah. Amen. Also, Beverly Crawford sung a song. She said, if you've never done anything else, Lord God, you've done enough. Hallelujah. I believe that too. God has done enough. But as long as we remain in the earth, as long as we have blood running through our veins, there's much more work to do. The scripture said, work while it's day. Hallelujah. You got to work while it's day, people of God. The night cometh when no man can sleep. I'm a little sad because I'm leaving Sister Ruby, but she'll be on the switchboard, man in the switchboard. She's done an excellent job, and if I could find, like Liberty, two or three more Sister Rubies, hey, glory to God, I think I'd have it made. Hey, glory. Folks ain't faithful no more. They're not diligent anymore. You find a traveler, every now and then. But I won't bore you all any longer. God bless you. Tune in early. Pastor Burford is a very a prompt man. He's very prompt. So he's going to come on, and he's going to get off like Bishop Jesse Grant do. Y'all know how he do. He come on, he speak the word, and then he gone. Tune in early to hear chapter 17 of the book of Acts. It's founded on tomorrow. God bless you. Sister Ruby.
Yeah, we're going to go to Mother Charity. Would you close us out with prayer?
Yes, right. Praise the Lord. Father, in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank and praise you, O God, even for this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we want to thank you, O God, for the word that went forth today. In the name of Jesus, O God, continue to inspire your people, O God. Continue to strengthen your people in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, we can do nothing without thee. But, oh, God, we're able to do all things through Christ Jesus that strengtheneth us. Hallelujah, yes. My God. In the mighty name of Jesus, keep us humble, oh, God, under the mighty hand of God. In Jesus' name, Lord, continue to work a work in our lives, oh, God. Keep us with a mind, Lord, stayed upon thee. Help us, O God, to press as never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us to live this life of holiness and righteousness, O God. If somebody can see our good works and give you the glory, my Savior. In the name of Jesus, and cry unto thee, what must I do to be saved? In the name of Jesus, oh God, today. Hallelujah. Bless these workers on here. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh God, give them strength. Oh Lord, and help them, my God, today. Hallelujah. To declare the truth of God in the name of Jesus. Oh Savior, my God, go with us, Lord. And be with us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh God, strengthen the weak, oh God, today. Hallelujah. Let the weak say, I'm strong in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, dear God, oh, we thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name, my God, for great is the Lord, and he is greatly to be praised. My God, we thank you in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Mother. Sister Ruby, I just want, is Sister Barbara still on the line?
Sister, yeah.
I just wanted to tell Sister Barbara thank you for responding on yesterday. I didn't hear her, but I'm going to go back and listen to the message of yesterday. We just thank you, Sister Barbara. I had to get off the line for a little bit yesterday, but I heard that you open up your mouth, and we were able to hear your voice. Ah, glory to God. Now, Mother Charity, is that your younger sister or your older sister?
Oh, no, neither. She's about to, let me see, she's about to fifth one, I think. I'm the second oldest. I got a brother that was older than me. He's passed on, and I am the next oldest. Well, it's 10 of us. It was 10 of us.
You all.
Yes, uh-huh. But Barbara, yeah, she's about, let me see, about the third, let me see, not the third, no. She's about the fifth one, I think.
All right.
Yes,
well, we say
yes.
Thank God for her coming on the line. She never said anything. We always see her number pop up, and she listens in attentively, and we just thank God for Sister Barbara. And she going to have to say something because I need to hear her voice, too. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. We love you all with the love of God. Have a great day in Jesus' name.
God bless. Thank you. We're going to go out with Let the Church Say Amen.
I want to introduce to you right now a close friend and brother. To me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Wyman. Be blessed.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church,
oh,
say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church,
to what his word says.
Amen.
God has spoken.
God has spoken.
No matter how you're feeling,
amen,
or how your world is reeling,
amen,
battle on through the night,
amen,
'cause you're gonna win the fight,
amen,
even in the valley,
amen,
or standing at your red
feet,
amen, continue to say,
amen,
'cause your help is on the way. Let the church say,
oh,
oh, oh, oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church,
say,
hey, amen,
say,
let the church say. Was a word from the Lord. We've got it so.
Let the church
say,
amen.
Oh.
Let
the whole church
say, amen.
God has spoken.
God has spoken.
Well, 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 well. Let the church.
Let
the church say.
Amen.
Let the church say. To die,
amen.
Knowing that God is not a man,
amen.
He just can't lie,
amen.
In spite of what,
amen.
What the devil does,
amen.
No, you've got a word,
amen.
That has come from above. Let the church say, yeah. Oh,
God has spoken.
I feel it in my spirit. Oh, God. God, everybody all over the world, let the believers say, yeah, amen.
Amen. Let the church say amen. God bless. See you tomorrow.